time to go to the movies. RN's resident film critic Jason DeRosso is with us, and as he is, of course, each week. Usually not me, it's with Fran, but now I get to talk about film. Jason, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. The new film starring Jennifer Lawrence is called Mother. Can we presume it's about motherhood?
Well, look, partly. I was sort of surprised in a way, given that the film, I think, has a bit of a misogynistic tinge to it. It could have been called Ball and Chain. It doesn't start off with Jennifer Lawrence, who's a lead actress, being a mum. She's a young woman who's living with an older man who is a sort of celebrity author. He's played by Javier Bardem, and they're living sort of secluded away from the world in this grand old house. She's doing up the house, and he's there struggling with his next project. He's struggling with writer's block. But the film really kicks off when this sanctuary is kind of intruded upon by a couple. Ed Harris and Michelle Pfeiffer sort of enter into the scene. I won't give away how. But from that point, the film starts to take this intriguing sort of detour via a series of escalations. It ends somewhere completely hyperbolic and nightmarish. But initially, for about sort of 30 minutes, the film works quite well with Michelle Pfeiffer and Ed Harris sort of bringing this anarchic streak to their very ordered life. They're sort of abrasive, and there's something quite sinister about them. Look, I'll play you a clip from the trailer. It gives you a hint of the tone and how it does escalate and how it all starts from a knock at the door.
Please, come in. Hello.
Hello. He's a stranger. We're just gonna let him sleep in our house. Hello. Did you know he had a wife?
I want to thank you for your hospitality.
He has pictures of you in his luggage.
What were you doing in their luggage?
You really love him. God help you.
Quiet!
Ooh, it's a little clip from Mother.
Yeah.
Why doesn't the film work then? I mean, is it badly executed or is it the idea that's flawed from the beginning?
I think the idea could have been okay. I mean, Jennifer Lawrence, you know, this is a film made by Darren Aronofsky, who has sort of gone into fever dreams before and female characters. You might remember Black Swan with Natalie Portman, that sort of very nightmarish film about the ballet world, essentially. This is a portrayal of sort of female suffering at the hands of a very neglectful husband. But there's something that becomes quite sadistic about this spectacle. I mean, the camera's always very close to Jennifer Lawrence and, you know, at a sort of unforgiving range, really. And we sort of see her expressions alternate between sort of fear, anguish, bewilderment. And then finally, she's actually the subject of some pretty nasty violence. And as things sort of escalate, we're into this zone where it's almost like amateur political theatre. I mean, you've got this stage heaving with extras, hangers-on. This celebrity author character has all these fans that end up entering the film in some way. We never actually leave the house, but the house transforms. So it becomes quite fantastical, but I think that the depiction of female suffering, which becomes more and more explicit and more raw, I think really reads as quite sadistic, and the film doesn't really transcend this one note idea in a way. It becomes quite thin. We don't really know a lot about any of the other characters. We don't really know that much about Jennifer Lawrence either. So by the end, I really found it very, very tedious. And it's certainly one of the most unromantic, repulsive depictions of a couple in recent memory. I mean, don't go to this as a date night movie. Or maybe go to it. I don't know. Certainly, I wouldn't take
Depends
anyone
what kind
on
of
a date
you
to
want,
this.
I suppose.
No, I guess it does. I mean, certainly, you know what the weird thing is? Jennifer Lawrence and Darren Aronofsky became an item while shooting this film. And I'd be like, if I was Jennifer Lawrence playing this character, because it's obviously this, you know, sort of almost like a self-portrait of, you know, the creative male, and the film's basically saying, we will treat you badly, women. Sorry, we are just like that. We're self-indulgent, yes, but we're just terrible. I would have run a mile. I would have read that script and gone, there's no way I'm going to end up an item with you. I'm not going to end up your girlfriend at all. But anyway.
I'd be going to. Hey, just before I let you go, this week there's the arrival of new Australian acting talent, and she's playing a rapper from New Jersey. Tell me just a bit about her.
Look, the film's called Patty Cakes. It was a breakout hit at the Sundance Film Festival, which these days can mean it's a little cliched. And look, it does have a very redemptive arc, but her name's Danielle McDonald. She's on the show tonight. She reminds me a lot of Rebel Wilson, and she plays this very sassy New Jersey girl who, it's a kind of rags to riches, Simon Cowell-esque kind of story of how someone from the back of nowhere has an aspiration to become a rapper. obviously she's a white chick from suburbia, and against all odds, she gets there. Look, the best thing about the film is the relationship, the mother-daughter relationship that that occupies one of the subplots. Look, it's definitely worth a look, but she's a great talent. She's going to be starring opposite Jennifer Aniston in the next film. We're going to be seeing a lot more of her. So, yeah, on the show this week, Danielle McDonald.
Excellent. Hey, Jason, nice to speak to you.
Nice to speak to you. Yep.
Jason DeRosso there, RN's film critic and host of The Final Cut, on air tomorrow morning at 11:30, and of course online anytime. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe.